Many of the young people who are living in foster homes and group homes attend special schools. Some of these schools are just for kids in care. Other times, schools serve young people who are said to be generally at risk. In this next segment, we explore one of these schools. It's a school for children and teenagers with behavioral and emotional problems. As it happens, many of the students in this school are in care. Here is The School of Hardcore, a portrait of an alternative school for high-risk kids.
This is a school for socially maladjusted students. Everybody in Quebec knows that.
Behavioral problems. They're truant. They don't go to school.
Quite a few of the kids in the school, most behavioral difficult.
It's a challenge.
Defiant.
Awful behavioral challenges.
These kids are special needs, and these are the kids that will drop out. These are the kids who will not finish and be on the street.
Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up and go to school. You gotta get up, get up, get up, get up, get up and go to school.
Students that attend this alternative school come from near and far. Many of them have to travel over 2 hours to attend class. This takes dedication. Why are these kids traveling so far to go to school? Mainstream schools are not equipped to deal with some of the emotional, educational, and behavioral difficulties these students face.
Because there's not a lot of people with disabilities there, and I have a disability. Because me, it's hard to understand stuff like. They're teaching me something, I can't just look at it, and I know I need someone to show me and to do it, and then I'll do it after. Because they just, they talked, they wrote on the board, and I didn't know what to do. I used to be bored in class because I didn't understand what they were talking about. I'd fool around in class, I'd talk, and I got into a lot of trouble, and so then they couldn't stand it, so they took me out of the school, and they brought me to this one.
Because at school, I would always skip every day. I was being a brat. At school, I would never do my work, I would never do my homework, I would always skip. That's why I was sent here.
Because I don't really pay attention in class. I don't usually fight that much.
I got kicked out of school, selling drugs in school, and then they put me here.
I was being rude to the teachers. I would come in late all the time. I wouldn't do my homework. I would get kicked out of every single French class I would get kicked out of. And I just didn't obey the rules or anything, so that's why I got kicked out.
So get up, get up, get up, get up, get up and go to school. You gotta get up, get up, get up, get up, get up and go to school. Well, you gotta go to school and learn all you can if you want to be depressed.
Because there's not a lot of kids here. Here there's five kids in a class, so the teacher in regular school, he usually wouldn't come in person. But here, the teachers always push you to do better, and they always help you individually. It's not just the whole class here, do this and whatever. He shows us how to do it, and it's easy to understand.
I didn't really understand what they were teaching me, and here I'm doing good. I always have my hand up, and I always know the answer. And yeah, I can't function well in big classes, and I like smaller classes, and I like when I'm one-on-one with the teacher.
In secondary one, you do grade 6 work. It's two, you do secondary one work, and then it's three, you do secondary two work. That's why I find it easy.
For many of these students, this system works. Academically, students feel supported and are able to achieve their academic goals. Unfortunately, stereotypes and stigmas associated with attending alternative schools take a toll on the students' self-esteem. When asked how they felt attending a school for kids with behavior problems, this is how they responded.
It's they think we're stupid.
As if I'm a bad student.
Makes you feel stupid a bit.
It feels that we're delinquent.
Alternative schools are characterized generally by smaller classes and more resource personnel, such as childcare workers and psychologists. This means higher adult-student ratios, making it easier to keep tabs on students' lives, whether it be on school grounds or in their private affairs.
they're always in your business. They always know what you're doing. Like if you do something bad out of the school, they know about it and they make a big thing over it.
The school, like, they're watching you like a hawk, and the other school, they're not.
Every time we do something wrong, this school finds out. We go to hang out with our friends from another school that's like 5 minutes from here. And like, let's say like there's a fight or like somebody smokes a joint, the school knows about it.
I don't know how they find out, but they're annoying.
Not even that they don't trust you, it's just, I don't care if you don't trust me, just leave me the hell alone. It's none of your business what I do after school.
Cool. They treat us like little babies.
Yeah.
The way they treat us in the school is like they buy us a big dog chain and they're holding on to us. If I step like this, they're gonna go crazy.
Yes.
If I go outside and I move a leaf on the tree, they're gonna lose it. And it's like, I can't do nothing.
At this school, teachers and staff use a very particular system to encourage good behaviors. This system is called the point system. Students accumulate points for doing their homework and for being on task. When they reach a certain level, they are praised with rewards and privileges. The child care worker at this school explains the different levels of the system.
When they start here, they start in bronze one. They don't have any privileges at that point. They cannot leave the school grounds. They have to bring their lunch and they have to eat in school. In silver one, they're allowed to leave the schoolyard and they're allowed to go out for lunch as long as they return on time. And silver four, on Fridays, they're allowed to leave early. So they're allowed to leave at 1 o'clock during lunch. And then once they're in gold, they have all the privileges of a silver student, including that once a month we go a gold outing where I take the kids wherever they choose to go, whether it's a movie or a lunch or bowling, and they pay half of the price. And there's different activities that they can participate in. In platinum, they have all the privileges that we offer, including that every time we take them on an outing, they don't pay. The school pays for them full price.
Well, I don't like the point system, and I don't think they should have a point system. Most of the kids, like, even if they're privileged to leave the school grounds at lunch, most of them who do don't. And like when they have the privilege to leave school on Fridays, most of them don't either. So I don't like that much. And like,
the better they do, then they increase in the point system academically and behaviorally. As they increase, then they get their privileges.
Well, it makes sense. On the way it monitors our behavior and everything, it makes sense. But when they start taking it off for nothing and taking a lot of points off for nothing, I stopped caring about if I lost points or not, because it was almost like no matter what I did, I lose points. So I don't care anymore, and that's why. So it's good and it's bad.
Point system is supposed to help us with our behavior and get better, and so like we get used to doing our homework so we'd be prepared to go into a different high school. I think it's stupid because like they take off points just like that. Like if you're in class and you're asking a question and you like forgot to put up your hand or something, you get points taken off. And usually in normal high schools they don't have point systems, so I think it's stupid. I don't like it.
This is what you might hear a teacher saying.
They're both losing points because they're not participating. They're laughing and not paying attention, not being on task.
Yeah, I find this that the point system is bull. Literally. They tell us to get hundreds and stuff. Here, us, we're going to have our job. Hey, you've been bad, we're going to give you a fraction. That's not how it works. You do something bad, you get fired. Why? They're saying here, get 10. That's not how it works in real life.
Behaviorally, if they prove themselves that they don't belong here, or and academically they're doing fine, well, at that point we refer a different school for them. When they're in platinum, it's a sign that they're ready to move on to a different school.
I don't know, like, they want me to be a good student, you know? I can't be perfect, I don't like being perfect. I like being myself. You know?
Me too.
They want us to get hundreds and nineties every day. Like, the way I am, that's the way they should like me. If they don't like it, then just don't talk to me, right?
Point system crap is...
You can't go out of the schoolyard. In regular school, anybody could go outside. We're not even allowed to step our foot outside of the gate, or else we get in trouble.
So get up, get up, get up, get up, get up and go to school. gotta get up, get up, get up, get up, get up and go to school. Well, gotta go to school and learn all you can if you want to be the president.
Rachel Cronick has been working at this school for the past 3 years as a creative arts educator. Here is her take on the point system.
The system that the kids are already living in, that is, many of these kids, as it turns out, not all of them, but many of them, come from very low-income families. And poverty is something that they're already struggling with in their lives. They come into this school, and then there's this point system in which kids are rewarded for teacher-approved behavior with points. Now, what do these points get them? Material things. You accumulate these points and you get candies or you get to go play a computer game. So what are these points really? It's money. Points are money. They get more things for the points they get. So some of the kids, like in the capitalist world, learn how to work the system. They learn how to be entrepreneurs. They learn how to play the system. They learn how to play their teachers and get lots of money and get lots of things. And then most of the kids are left in poverty as they are in their regular lives. So it just reinforces the wealth disparity that already exists in their lives and is already keeping them down. So I have a lot of objections to the point system. The other thing is, you know, in educational theory, it's a very external reinforcer. So these kids are learning to be good, quote unquote, for the sake of pleasing others, but they aren't internalizing the behavior. Like they aren't learning how to do these things for the sake of doing them. Some educators would say that's not the way to teach kids. The point system is in some ways good. It's a quick fix, right? You can control kids easily with it. You know, you deprive them of privileges when they're bad and you give them privileges when they're good. And like dogs, they respond quickly. I think, well, it might not be as much of a quick fix. There are other ways of helping kids thrive, because really that's what you're trying to do. You're not trying to control their behaviors. You're teach them ways where they can thrive.
So get up, get up, get up, get up, get up and go to school. You gotta get up, get up, get up, get up, get up and go to school.
Point system is a good quick fix, but you can do a lot of other things slowly over time that I think ultimately would help these kids more. Things like teaching the kids by example, really focusing on the kids' strengths and rewarding them for those strengths. You know, and the more they feel those strengths are being reinforced, the more they'll seek to do those things. So it's sort of more by process of elimination. You try and encourage them to do these good things and focus in all the ways in which they're successful. And it's much less efficient. I mean, it's easier to punish kids. But in the long run, I think it serves the kids better. The most important thing is that there's no one-size-fits-all solution for these kids. And for some kids, maybe point system works. But for a lot of these kids, I think it can certainly not work and perhaps be even damaging.
If you go to your locker, you lose points. In a regular school, they don't go by points. In this stupid school, they do. When they tell me I lose points, I don't care. They say they're going to take off points. I don't care because they could take off as much points as they want. And they can't fail me by points. They go by the grade, so it doesn't matter to me.
Alternative schools were created to meet the needs of their students. Since every child is unique and their needs change from one day to the next, the school system they are in should follow their lead. In any system, there is always room for improvement, and therefore change is inevitable. The child care worker, a teacher, and a student talk about change. This is what they had to say.
Would I change anything? Well, I guess what I would change is a lot of the kids that I referred to the school are students with behavioral problems. Some of them are doing well academically, and what I would change is spend more time with them in a therapeutic way instead of academically. For those that are referred to this school because of academic problems, then I agree that we need to keep them in the classroom. But I would spend a lot more time with them doing social skills or things to help them with their behavior instead of keeping those students with behavioral problems always in the classroom doing academics.
I think there'd be a little bit more social skills, a little bit more I hate using the word therapy, more counseling, I think, more individual counseling, so people could do more talking and trying to find out what their individual problems are, because I think we miss it with the point system. The point system is good to keep you in line, but I think more individual counseling to find out what your problems are would be needed.
I guess teachers, don't get me wrong, but I guess teachers would be a little bit more understanding, because like Beth said, we're emotionally challenged, so we require different needs than the average student, according to the criteria, that is. So I would expect that that would happen. And I don't really know how to explain it, but just more focusing on the kid than how much points he gets or what levels he gets.
So get up, get up, get up, get up, get up and go to school. You gotta get up, get up, get up, get up, get up and go to school. Well...